This is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today is Lola Rainey, Executive Director of the Tucson Second Chance Community Bail Fund. Lola, thanks for joining me today.
Hello, Elva, and hello to your listeners.
Can you tell me about the organization's vision?
Long term, what I would love to see is a time when transformative justice is in play.
And what about your mission?
So our mission is to end pretrial detention or the criminalization of poor people and to end mass surveillance and mass supervision. But all of that is tied up with the idea of disrupting and ending the mass incarceration juggernaut that we have here in Arizona.
And Lola, how does your mission help achieve that vision?
Well, first of all, it allows us to have an ongoing conversation with our community about what injustice looks like here in Pima County. We are supporters of Black Lives Matter. We are constantly working and collaborating with our allies to bring our message about the need for change to the people who have the power to change. I want to also add that we are a Black woman-led grassroots abolitionist organization. And by abolition, we are not reformist. We are not trying to reform a system that we feel is inherently unfair. It is rooted in racism and misogyny and all the other horrible things that keep it from being an inclusive and just system. You have to dismantle it and replace it with something new. It will continue to do what it's always done, which is oppress and incarcerate the most vulnerable people in our communities.
So Lola, you're talking about the criminal justice system broadly. The work that you're doing is working towards abolishing that system. And one of the ways you're doing that and bringing attention to it is through the Tucson Second Chance Community Bail Fund.
That's correct.
Lola, can you talk about how the bail fund works?
The bail fund actually was started as Mama's Day Bailout. That was a national push in 2017. And because I am a lawyer and spent a number of years practicing criminal law, I understood that the problems that they were talking about primarily in large cities was still a problem in Arizona. So we did a Mama's Day bailout in 2017. And all that did was sort of lift up the rock so that we could see just how terrible the problem was when it comes to criminalization of poor people. And it wasn't just Black people. It was Latinx. It's trans people. It's indigenous people. It's all those folk who are in the margins, the homeless, the mentally ill. These are the people that we collectively like to other, and we punish them in ways that we don't punish folks who look like the folks who are in power, which are predominantly white males and white folks. And so the bail fund was designed to address the issue of pretrial detention, which says that we are going to hold you in jail pending trial, and we're going to let you sit in jail unless you're able to pay a bond, which is not possible for people who are poor. And so they end up sitting in jail for long periods of time, which causes all kinds of terrible consequences in their life.
And Lola, how long do some folks sit in jail?
We recently bailed a guy out who'd been sitting in our jail for 6 months. So he was accused of taking these handy wipes. I've had people sitting in jail for over a year. You will hear statistics from the sheriff's department and the prosecutors that try to indicate that they get people out much sooner. That is not true. People stay in jail for long periods of time, particularly people of color, because they have higher bonds, $40,000 bonds, $50,000 bonds. And why are we overcharging? Because you have a prosecutor who's more interested in scoring points for political gain than for doing what's right and fair and just. This is an unfair system.
So you believe the whole system needs to be dismantled?
Absolutely. And beginning to work towards what do we want to do next? The question is, what does the community want? It is a community responsibility to ensure the system of justice they create is fair.
How can folks find out more about the Tucson Second Chance Community Bail Fund?
On our website at www.watchtucson.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Free Tucson. That's our handle.
Excellent. My name is Elva. This is the Nonprofit Spotlight, and I was joined today by Lola Rainey, Executive Director of the Tucson Second Chance Community Bail Fund. Lola, thank you so much for joining me today on KXCI.
Thank you for having me. And I say power to the people always.
Indeed. Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 520-770-0800.